It is my very great pleasure to welcome you all here. My name is Ben Walsh. I'm the Deputy President of the Historical Association. It is my honour and privilege to speak for the Association this evening on a very, very important issue, which is what should school history be like? What should it be all about? Before I go any further, can I do the usual things of asking everybody to switch off their mobiles and also to just ask you, when you do contribute tonight, as indeed we hope you will, if you could identify yourself, obviously, and also the institution, organisation, school, whatever it is that you are from. In other words, where your sort of interests lie, that would be very helpful and would sort of aid the proceedings considerably. I'd like to start by thanking the Institute of Education for the provision of this marvellous hall so that we sort of several hundred history teachers can all fit in here. There's the old joke, isn't there, about where you get two history teachers, you'll get three opinions. I wonder how many we have here. I suspect that we'll have several over the course of the evening. And like all good historians, we appreciate the importance of context. And I think there are three important elements of context underpinning what we are talking about tonight. The first is the most recent Ofsted report, History for All, which I think has done an excellent job in terms of setting the record straight to begin with about the state of history teaching in this country, in that, yes, there are issues and there are challenges, but at the same time, there are tremendous strengths, and there are many, many ways in which we can build on a very strong platform which exists in the first place. And you represent that strength. You are the people, by your very presence here, are indicating your commitment to the excellence of teaching history in this country, which is recognised internationally. The second element, I think, of context which is relevant is Professor Cannadine's research through the Institute for Historical Research, looking at the history of history teaching through the 20th century. And this has thrown up some fascinating information just in its own right, but of course has helped very much with a sense of perspective. The idea of the Golden Age, you know, it was always sunny in summer, we always had snow at Christmas, everybody always knew their kings and queens, everybody knew their history. You know, it's a view that doesn't quite stand up to a detailed scrutiny, and it's more to do with a discourse that takes place in the times in which we speak. So it's been very helpful to have that there. And of course, the main context, which I suppose is what brings us here, is the curriculum review. We have a new government, and they're interested in looking at the history curriculum as it stands and how it might be changed to meet modern needs and purposes. With that in mind, I think with those contexts established, I think we have a terrific opportunity here. Many of us, of course, will be sitting here thinking, I hope I find out what I'm going to be teaching next September. Unless Professor Sharma is going to pull a rabbit out of a hat, then I think that's not what's going to happen tonight. Certainly the issue of content will arise, I'm sure. But we're not going to sit down here and write a new national curriculum together, fun though that would be, or not. So I think what we're probably going to be looking at are wider issues of the purpose of school history and the processes by which we get young people to develop their historical understanding and how they start to see the ways in which a historical education is important and means something to them. And I think that one thing that's important to recognise, you know, history teachers are among the best qualified, along with some of the scientists, according to the data. And we've got you here, and one of the things that we'd like to do is to sort of shape that discussion. We're here to raise the important issues, to talk about them, and to develop a better understanding for ourselves as much as anything else. And I can't think of anybody better to take all of that on board than our guest of honour tonight. It is my honour and privilege to introduce Professor Simon Sharma, who many of you, of course, will know as a TV historian, but is, of course, also a distinguished academic, distinguished in his own right. And may I be a little bit cheeky and say distinguished from some of his colleagues who have perhaps taken slightly less time and trouble to study the full range of issues connected to history teaching. I think it's fair to say that very, very few eminent professors have taken as much time and effort to investigate what actually happens in classrooms and the pressures and difficulties that that teachers face, and to have such an understanding. So we're very, very fortunate to have him here tonight to chair this panel. And without any further ado, I'm going to hand straight over to you, Simon. Thank you.